This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Simona, if you look at the same day but last year and now, how do you describe the arc of these past 12 months for you? What stands out the most for you?
Well, I think it's the same pleasure, the same happiness that I'm in this position again. It's a very special moment, and to be able to play two finals in a row at this tournament means a lot for me. And as you all know, it's my favorite Grand Slam. I feel like home here. It's nice to be to face another big challenge.
In the middle, please.
Simona, what has been your most valuable learning out of the last three Grand Slam finals that you've played?
That is just another match, and it's not going to be something special. It doesn't matter the result, so I have just to go there to try to play my best tennis, try to fight for every ball, and in the end we'll see who is going to win.
Ben.
Simona, what, if anything, has changed most in your life since in the last year?
Nothing much. Just normal things. I'm still playing tennis. I'm still working hard every day. Maybe I am smiling more.
Simona, yesterday you said you wanted to remain positive and talk about how wonderful the weather was outside. And I would like to speak to you about the weather now. So
nice.
Please tell us, what would be the ideal conditions for you tomorrow in terms of the weather, the atmosphere on Châtrier, and the clay surface to help you play your best tennis?
Anything but not rain. So if it's going to be okay to play, it's going to be the perfect weather to play the match. So it doesn't matter. The crowd is there anyway, and it's very beautiful atmosphere every time I play on Châtrier. It's nice, and it's very special that I have another chance to play there.
Rose and then Ring, please.
Simona, one of the highlights over the last 12 months was seeing you get the number one and hold on to it. You told us that you wanted the chance to have it and to prove that you could do it, and we think you've worn it quite well. Do you think that's given you a little bit more confidence coming into this final now?
Well, for sure I'm a little bit different because I have more experience, I'm more relaxed about this situation, but you know, you never know. Every match is different, and I cannot expect anything for tomorrow. I just expect myself to give everything I have and to try to play my best tennis. It's nice that in 12 months I've played one more final in Melbourne, so I feel good, I feel great in this position, and hopefully tomorrow I will be better than previous ones.
Green, and then Ben, and then Nick, please.
Okay.
Simona, Sloan, last year her US Open was a big breakthrough moment for her. I was wondering, what was your reaction to her winning that tournament? What do you think is the most special thing about her?
It was really amazing what she did last year without playing like 9 months or 11 months. She came, and after two tournaments she won a Grand Slam, so that's pretty amazing. I know that she's a great player. She's powerful as well, so tomorrow I will face maybe it will be a similar match to yesterday. So I'm ready for it. I played a few times against her. I know what I have to play, but it's clay, so it's going to be different. It's a final of Grand Slam, different. So, yeah, I have just to say that she was amazing, what she has done last year for US Open.
Ben, please.
There's often a lot of Romanian fans at your matches, and they chant and sing all sorts of different cheers for you. Do you have a favorite one that they do?
Well, I don't really remember because I try just not to hear that much what is happening on court. But every time when they clap and when they are like very happy when I do a nice point, it's nice.
Nick, please.
Simona, if someone was to say that you have more pressure on you tomorrow versus Sloane, would you agree with that notion? And then you also said you approach the final just like any other match. How do you actually do that mentally?
Well, I don't know who said that I feel pressure. Not me, obviously. I don't feel pressure. I feel that it's a big challenge for me, and it's a big chance to win one of my my dream tournament. But this doesn't mean that it's gonna happen or something like that. I have just to play like I did yesterday. It's a normal match. I played against this opponent, so we will see what is gonna happen tomorrow. But I just want to be smiling on court.
We'll take the last one in English here, please.
You have a better record, a 5-2 record against Sloane. You've beaten her both times on, you've played her on clay. Does that give you more confidence, or do you not think about that?
Well, I don't want to think about that because, as I said many times, it's a different match, different situation. So both of us will be ready to give everything we have. But I believe in my chance. I believe that I have the game to win the match. But you never know. So I just want to wait and to see tomorrow how it goes.
Okay, thanks everybody. We're going to switch to Romanian in a moment.
This is the story of the one. As a custodial supervisor at a high school, he knows that during cold and flu season, germs spread fast. It's why he partners with Grainger to stay fully stocked on the products and supplies he needs, from tissues to disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Also that he can help students, staff, and teachers stay healthy and focused. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.